A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Eruvin Sadi, Eruvin 90, pagination page 179. Three lines from the bottom. You'll find on the line the word Itmar, followed by Sfino, a case of a ship. The case over here, as Rashi explains it, is that a ship has walls, and those walls naturally would enclose the area of the ship that people use so that you can carry in that area. However, if the ship is larger than Beis Sa'asayim, as we discussed, 70 Amma by 70 Amma and a little bit more, the size of the Chatzar HaMishkan, if it's larger than that, then we need to make sure that the walls were done l'dira, for dwelling. And therefore we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Itma we learned. Sefina a ship. Rav amar mutar l'talta b'kula. Rav says you can carry in the entire ship because it's enclosed, it has walls. Shmuel amar ein metaltalin bo ela v'dalid. And Shmuel says you can only carry within four amos, not further, because the walls do not make it successfully a Rishus HaYachid, even though it's enclosed, but it's like a karpath. The Gemara explains, Rav Amar Mutar L'Talta B'Kula, Rav holds that you're allowed to carry in its entire area onto Amud Beis, to Ha'ika Mechitzta, because there are walls, and those walls are L'Dira, for dwelling, for the people on the ship. And Shmuel says you can only carry within four amos because mechitzas lahavriach mayim asuyos, the walls are logistics. They are to push away the water so that the water shouldn't come on deck. They are walls to stop the outside area of the water coming in, but they're not hukaf ledira as a place of dwelling. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef actually asked Shmuel, Hilchasa kavasoch, is the halacha like you that you're not allowed to carry in the entire area? Oh, Hilchasa kirav, or is the halacha like Rav? Amalei, and he said, Hilchasa kirav, you would have to paskin like Rav. We would need to understand why, if someone asks Shmuel, theoretically Shmuel would stand his ground and say, if you're asking me the shaila, I'm going to paskin like me, that you can't carry in the entire area. And when they asked him the shaila, he said, no, the halacha is like Rav. What causes him to change his mind, so to speak? Was there a ruling that went in favor of Rav and Shmuel is simply telling you the truth, that we paskined like the other Shita, or is there something deeper? But whatever it is, Shmuel told them that they should be following the opinion of Rav, which is the lenient opinion that you're allowed to carry in the entire ship. Omer Rav Gidul, Omer Rav Chiya bar Yosef. The Gemara continues and says, Umode Rav, but Rav would agree that there is a restrictive nature to this enclosure of the ship, Shim kafo al piyot, that if you turned it upside down, she'emetaltin leba'ela ba'arba amos, you're only allowed to carry within four amos of your spot, and you would not be allowed to accept the enclosure as hukaf ledira. So let's picture the case. You flip this very large ship upside down. It's sitting there on the beach. Either there's a little opening or you tunnel in somehow, and we're being told that this enclosure, the upside down ship, is not considered hukaf ledira. Asks the Gemara kefa alamai, why was it flipped upside down? Ilay melodr tachteho, if it was flipped upside down, they somehow managed to flip this whole ship upside down to dwell there. Maybe they were shipwrecked and they wanted to settle in. So, Maishna Migag Yechidi. Why is it different than a regular roof where the walls constitute a valid enclosure for dwelling? If you'll take a look at Rashi, inner commentary, the last of the top wide lines, meaning the fourth line on the page, Rashi explains, "Dekeven de mechitzas ledira na'asu." If you have walls that were made for dira, for dwelling, afal pi shelo ledira's maila asa'um, even if you didn't design those walls for above your area, picture an apartment building. Beneath this roof, there are dwelling places. And those dwelling places have walls that were clearly for the purpose of dwelling. It wouldn't matter how big the enclosure is, because it's definitely hukaf ledira, made for dwelling. Amrinan behu gud asik, you would extend those walls going upwards, and they would be considered hekef ledira, for dwelling. And the Gemara is therefore asking, if a person put these walls of the ship down on the ground for the purposes of dwelling, so number one, inside the enclosure, the interior of the ship should definitely be considered hukaf ledira, for dwelling. And not only that, but we should say good asik on those walls, extend them upwards, and if a person were to live on top of the ship, meaning what was the underside of the ship, that should also be considered hukaf ledira. And the Gemara answers, Elisha kafa'a lezofsa. He turned it upside down because he wanted to tar it. They wanted, I guess, after a few number of years, you have to reinforce the waterproofing. So they flipped it over as part of a shipbuilding project. They're flipping it over to reinforce it with tar. So in that case, when they placed the walls of the ship on the ground, it was not ladur, it's not for dwelling. They created those walls in that position without any intent for dwelling. Now someone comes and wants to dwell there, that's not considered hukaf ledira. If it's larger than beis asayim, than the area we described, you would not be allowed to carry in it. So again, in a regular case of sfina, we paskin like Rav, that you're allowed to carry because the enclosure is there, ladur. The Gemara tells us, umode Rav, but Rav would not say his opinion if you flipped it upside down. The Gemara says, one second, what case of upside down? If it's upside down to dwell there, then not only underneath the ship should be considered hukaf ladur for dwelling, but even above the ship, we should say good asik on the walls, and if the walls underneath this roof were hukaf ledira, then the walls that are halachically extended upwards should also be considered hukaf ledira, and you would be allowed to use it even larger than beis asayim. And the Gemara answers, there's one exception that we were referring to in which Rav would say the walls don't work as hukaf ledira, and that case is kafa'o lezofsa, if you turned it upside down to tar it, because there indeed the walls were not created for dira. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, footnote 12 over here, observes that the case of an apartment building would be a great application of this ship discussion. If you have the top of an apartment building, very big area, sometimes people used to build a sukkah on top and certainly would want to know if they were allowed to carry up there. So the halacha would be that if the walls of the apartment building can be extended upwards halachically with the process of good asik, then just like the walls underneath the roof were considered hukaf ledira, so the walls above the roof would also be considered hukaf ledira, and you'd be allowed to carry on top of the apartment building, even if that area is larger than beis asayim. What sometimes happens, though, maybe not by apartment buildings, but certainly by regular residential homes, besides being slanty roofs, but even if you'd have a flat roof, what sometimes happens is that there is some sort of overhang, something that protrudes, possibly even decorative. And it could be that there is no good asik going up because the walls are not the edge of the roof. They're covered. And in each case, you would have to analyze whether you could say good asik. But certainly, if you are saying good asik, the rule that we see from the ship is that the good asik would work even as a hukaf ledira, and just as underneath the ship, we're saying that it's hukaf ledira if it was put there for that purpose, so too going up, it would also be hukaf ledira and would work for an area even yoser mi beis se'asayim. Yeshikoach, have a great day.